All right, so today we're going to be looking at this Cuisinart 8-cup food processor.
Okay.
And you sent over like a really detailed review of this thing. So we're going to break down everything someone would need to know before they buy one of these.
Yeah, exactly. Like all the ins and outs features and, even recipes.
Yeah, maybe we'll get into like some recipes that you can make with this thing.
Yeah, for sure. That's always fun.
So I guess just like starting off, what got you excited about this particular food processor?
Well, it's a Cuisinart.
Yeah.
So, they're a good brand. And this one, it's not just for chopping veggies. It's like you can make purees, you can slice ingredients really precisely, and you can even knead dough with it.
Wait, knead dough so
Yeah.
I could like make bread with
You
this.
can make bread, you can make pizza dough.
Wow. Okay, so it's like
It's a multitasker.
yeah, it's like beyond just like your average food
Brown,
processor.
this is like if you're a serious cook or you want to be a serious cook, this is like
Yeah.
a good one to get.
Okay, so I guess that kind of goes into like the size of it then. Like,
Yeah.
why is it an 8-cup?
Yeah, the 8-cup is really great for, small to medium families. Or if you like to meal prep a lot, you could make a whole week's worth of hummus in this thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and have it ready to go in your fridge.
Yeah.
You can make a huge batch of salsa and have it for days.
So you're like less intimidated by recipes that call for like tons of chopped onions or whatever?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say goodbye to crying over your cutting board. You can just throw everything in the food processor and let it do the work.
Okay, I like that, but like I'm always a little skeptical of, can it actually like handle tough ingredients?
Yeah. So this one has a 600-watt motor,
Okay.
which is pretty powerful. That means it can handle more than just soft fruits and veggies. You can put frozen fruit in there for smoothies. You can grind nuts into nut butters.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It's pretty versatile.
And like, how many attachments does it come with? Is it like a whole bunch or is it kind of bare
It
bones?
comes with a few key attachments like slicing and shredding discs. So you can go beyond just basic chopping and really get creative with your meal prep.
Okay.
And it also comes with a stainless steel S blade, which is designed for both coarse chopping and fine purees.
Okay, so it's like the one blade can do both.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
It's a workhorse.
I was gonna say, all right, so we've got like the versatility aspect of it covered.
Yeah.
Now, ease of use, because I'm looking at this thing and I'm like, how many parts are there? Am I gonna be able to figure out how to put this thing together?
Well, it's actually really easy to assemble the bowl clicks onto the base.
Okay.
You choose your blade or your disc, and you're good to go.
Okay.
The instructions are super clear.
So even I could do it.
Even you could do it.
All right. That's good to know. That's reassuring. And then in terms of like actually using it, is there a learning curve or is it pretty straightforward?
It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
You prep your ingredients, make sure they're roughly the same size for even processing,
Okay.
and then you pop them in the bowl. Make sure it's not too full. And then you basically have two options. You can run the machine continuously for tasks like pureeing,
Okay.
or you can use the pulse feature.
The pulse feature. Okay, I feel like that needs a little more explanation.
Yeah, so the pulse feature is really cool. It gives you precise control over the texture of your food.
Oh.
So, like if you want a chunky salsa, you would just pulse it a few times. But if you want a silky smooth hummus, you would do a longer pulse.
So you have a lot of control over how it turns out.
Exactly. It's
Yeah.
all about control and precision.
Okay, that's cool. I like that a lot. All right, so we've got the versatility, we've got the ease of use. Now, I know there's always two sides to every coin.
Right.
So, what are some potential drawbacks with this thing? Because the review hinted at like some durability concerns.
Yeah. So some users have reported that certain plastic components might not be as durable as they would like, especially with heavy use over time.
Okay, so maybe not the best for like a professional chef.
Probably not. Yeah. If you're
Yeah.
using it every single day for, 8 hours a day, it might not hold up.
Yeah. That makes sense. What about like size limitations? Because the 8-cup sounds great for like everyday use, but what if I'm like hosting a huge party?
Yeah, if you're making food for a crowd, you might need to work in batches.
Okay.
It's not really designed for, catering size portions.
Got it.
And it also might struggle with exceptionally hard ingredients like certain types of nuts or frozen blocks of stuff.
So like a trade-off there.
Yeah.
Great for everyday use, but maybe not for like super heavy-duty stuff.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. All right, so we've covered versatility, ease of use, potential drawbacks. I'm curious, how does this Cuisinart stack up against the competition? Is it a budget-friendly option or are we talking top-of-the-line pricing?
It's actually really good value for the price. It sits in the mid-range price point.
Okay.
It's not the cheapest one out there, but it's definitely more affordable than some of the high-end models.
And does it perform as well as the high-end models?
You know, what's interesting is a lot of users say that it performs just as well, if not better, than some of the more expensive brands. Oh. So it seems to really hit that sweet spot of price, features, and performance.
All right, now I know the review included some really tempting recipe ideas. So in the next part of this deep dive, let's get into those because I'm getting hungry just thinking about it.
That's good. Let's do it.
Okay, so let's talk recipes because the review mentioned everything from like homemade salsa to pie dough.
Yeah, there's a pretty wide range of stuff you can make.
Yeah, what really stood out to you?
Well, you can make fresh salsa in minutes.
Oh, nice.
Which is great for, you know, if people are coming over last minute.
Yeah, just throw it together.
Exactly. And you can make like really creamy hummus.
Oh, that's so much better than store-bought.
Oh, yeah. Way better and healthier, too.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, but pie dough, that seems a little ambitious for a food processor.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It takes all the guesswork out of it.
Oh.
You just add your ingredients, pulse it a few times, and you're done.
So I won't end up with like a tough crust?
Nope. It'll be perfectly flaky.
Okay. I like that a lot. Maybe I'll actually try making pie. But what about like soups? Can you make soup with this thing?
Oh, yeah, for sure. The review had a recipe for butternut squash soup.
Oh, yeah.
Which is perfect for like a cold night.
Yeah. So you roast the squash and then just throw it in.
Exactly. Throw it in with some broth spices. Blend it up and you're good to go.
Okay, so it really does like streamline the whole cooking process.
Yeah, it takes care of all the tedious chopping and prep work.
Yeah, and like who wants to spend all their time doing that?
Exactly. You can spend more time like actually enjoying the cooking process.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but speaking of time, let's talk about cleanup.
Mm-hmm.
Because all these recipes sound amazing,
mm-hmm.
but I'm thinking about all the dishes.
Well, actually, cleanup is super easy with this thing.
Really?
Most of the parts are dishwasher safe.
Oh, nice. So I can just throw it all in there.
Exactly. Just toss it in and you're done.
What about the blades, though? Those seem kind of tricky.
Yeah, it's best to hand wash the blades.
Okay.
Just to keep them sharp.
Makes sense.
But it's a quick process, just some soap and water, and they're good as new.
And the base.
You just wipe it down with a damp cloth.
Okay. Easy peasy.
Exactly.
So it's not a nightmare to clean, which is a huge plus.
Definitely.
Okay, so we've got the cleaning down.
Right.
What about like long-term maintenance? Are there things I need to do to keep this thing running smoothly?
Yeah, regular maintenance is always a good idea.
Okay.
Like make sure to check the power cord every once in a while for any damage.
Okay.
And store it in a cool, dry place.
Got it.
And always refer to the user manual.
Yeah, those manuals are important.
They are. They have all the information you need.
Okay, cool. So we talked a bit about customer feedback earlier, but I want to dig a little deeper. What are people saying about their experiences with this Cuisinart?
Well, overall, people seem really happy with it.
Okay, good.
They love how powerful the motor is and how efficiently it chops slices and purees.
Okay.
A lot of people mention how much they like the compact design.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point, especially if you have a small kitchen.
Exactly. It doesn't take up a ton of space.
Right. What about those durability concerns? Are those mentioned in the reviews?
Yeah, some people do mention that.
That's
like, fun. Especially with heavy use over time. Some of the plastic parts might not hold up as well as they'd like.
So it's something to be aware of?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so it sounds like for most everyday tasks, it's a really reliable machine.
Yeah, it seems to be a workhorse.
But maybe if we're using it constantly, you might want to consider something a little more heavy duty.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, cool. Now, I know this deep dive is specifically about this one food processor.
Right.
But I can't help but wonder how it stacks up against other models out there. Like, is it a good value for the price?
Yeah, that seems to be the consensus. Like, people feel like they're getting a lot for their money.
Okay.
It's not the cheapest option, but it's definitely more affordable than a lot of the high-end brands.
Right, and it performs just as well.
Yeah, that's what's so impressive, is that it seems to perform just as well, if not better, than some of the more expensive models.
Wow, okay, good to know. What about noise level? Because some food processors can be pretty loud.
That's actually another thing that people really like about this Cuisinart.
Oh.
It's surprisingly quiet.
Okay.
Which is nice if you're sensitive to noise in the kitchen.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so we've got powerful, versatile, relatively quiet, easy to clean. It's checking all the boxes.
It is. It seems like a really good option.
But ultimately, it comes down to whether it's the right fit for you.
Exactly. You have to think about your own cooking style and your needs.
And that's a perfect segue into our final thoughts. So let's wrap up this deep dive by thinking about how this Cuisinart could potentially transform your time in the kitchen. Okay, so we've talked about all the stuff, features, recipes, cleaning, even Noam. What's the big takeaway here? Should our listener run out and buy this thing?
Well, I don't know about running out, but I think it's worth considering.
Okay, yeah, serious consideration. It's not like an impulse buy.
Right.
It's more like, you know, an investment in making your life easier in the kitchen.
Exactly. And, you know, it's that 8-cup capacity. You know, it's a good size for everyday use, whether you're cooking for your family, making a big batch of something for the week.
Yeah.
Or, you know, even trying out like a pizza dough or something.
Right. And we talked about all those recipes.
Yeah.
From salsa to butternut squash soup. It seems like this thing can handle pretty much anything.
Yeah, it's really versatile.
Yeah. And one thing that I've noticed throughout this whole deep dive is that it seems like it's really easy to use.
Yeah.
Like from putting it together to cleaning it.
Yeah. The dishwasher safe parts are a big plus.
Yeah. Huge. Plus, yeah. I like appliances that make my life easier, not more complicated.
For sure.
But we also talked about some drawbacks, like the durability concerns.
Yeah. You know, no appliance is perfect.
True.
But it's all about weighing the pros and cons and figuring out if it's the right fit for you.
Exactly. Okay, so to wrap things up, I want to leave our listener with a question.
Okay.
Imagine you have this Cuisinart sitting on your counter. What are you making? What comes to mind?
Ooh, that's a good one. I mean, the possibilities are endless. You could finally make that pie crust you've always wanted to try.
Yes.
Or you could experiment with homemade nut butters.
Ooh.
Get creative in the kitchen.
I like it. All right. So to our listener, we encourage you to explore, experiment, have fun, and maybe this Cuisinart will become your new best friend in the kitchen. Happy cooking.
Yeah.